It's lunchtime on Friday at St. John's Cathedral in downtown Jacksonville, and people are waiting to pay their $10 to eat at the Clara's at the Cathedral Buffet. The food is prepared and served by students of the Clara White Missions Culinary School, and customers from all around Jacksonville make it a point to eat there every week. The Clara White Mission has been a Jacksonville institution for decades, serving the poor and homeless. Proceeds raised from the meals help fund the programs at the mission. And many of the vegetables served for lunch come from one of the newest Clara White Mission successes. Sitting on part of an 11.5-acre site off Moncrief Road is White Harvest Farms. Opened in 2012, the urban farm provides produce for the buffet. Eugene Montz tends the crops at the White Harvest. On a cool late winter morning, he's showing off the rows of green waiting to be harvested.
We have what's called mustard greens and collards and cabbage, and it's been pretty productive.
The farm is the brainchild of Clara White Executive Director Jacoby Pittman. The neighborhood near the farm is identified by the U.S. Department of Agriculture as a food desert, meaning access to fresh, healthy food is extremely limited. Pittman says the goal of the farm is to help the neighbors improve their diets.
We're here to roll out our program for the community and that they could come here and buy it for an inexpensive price to feed their family.
Pittman says they'll be opening the White Harvest Farmers Market in a couple of months. Neighbors, if they have their own gardens, can sell their produce as well. Pittman says the market is something she is very excited about opening.
As you know, our president and the first lady is definitely involved in nutrition and making sure that our kids are eating healthy. And so we want to follow that leadership and follow the legacy of what fruits and vegetables have done to families in the community.
Farmer Mon says they're looking to expand beyond the greens and vegetables they're growing now.
In the long run, we want to set out some citrus as well. We already purchased the trees, so it's just a matter of springtime coming around. We'll set out a few satsumas and grapefruit trees and orange trees and so forth.
With the expansion of the garden, Pittman is hoping to inspire more neighbors to plant their own small gardens. She says they have been educating area school children to get them interested in where their food comes from.
A lot of kids in this neighborhood don't get an opportunity to experience and be exposed. And when Mr. Motz and our students started this effort, you know, several of the kids would come over. They would want to know what we're doing. They were very intrigued because, again, we don't have anything like this in this neighborhood.
Mon says he enjoys working with the children who will plant seeds and watch their adopted plants grow and be harvested. He says the kids learn quickly there are many life lessons in farming a crop.
You just don't throw it in the ground. And once you plant the seed, you got to nurture it.
The farm is on the old homestead of the mission's founder, Eartha White, and they plan to eventually include an education center and a greenhouse on the property and want to turn White's home into a museum. Kevin Mershart, WJCT News.